Welcome to the Tuesday, December 6th, 2011 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from London, England. The antivirus company ESET is reporting about the increase in Russian sites redirecting to, sites distributing the Carburb or downloader via the Black Hole exploit kit. So initially the exploit kit Black Hole is used to then load this downloader. The versions of Carburb that are found on these sites are particularly nasty as they do include the bootkit functionality. So they're really hard to remove once you're infected with them. ESET is also reaffirming what cursed have been observed by others before, and that's that Java exploits are really taking off and far outpacing Flash and PDF exploits that we have seen more in the past. The exploit kit will actually also observe how well its particular downloaders are being picked up by antivirus, and once antivirus coverage reaches a certain limit, they will then automatically repack the exploit kit or the downloader and they'll start all over again until antivirus catches up. This particular exploit kit has been sold sort of outright as a package with support and everything for a few $1,000s, but if you're on a budget, you can also rent essentially the entire setup. And Russia had its big parliamentary election this weekend. With that, there was, of course, a lot of controversy about possible irregularities. And there are now some reports that the election monitoring group Golos and the Russian radio station Moscow Echo were under a pretty massive denial of service attack over the last couple days. Now, there are not a lot of details and conflicting reports, so I wouldn't necessarily say that this is the absolute truth. I would really like to see more about the nature of that attack, and with things like this, it's also always possible that those sites were just really popular those couple of days because, well, of course, they are covering the election and as such are probably more visited. So I really will hold off any judgment on whether or not the attack is real until there is more detail revealed about the particular attack. And the power of Google was shown again in a recent contest that was created by the British Government Communication Headquarters, which is the UK Signal Intelligence Agency, I guess probably somewhat comparable to the NSA in the US. In order to find new recruits, the agency actually posted a little sort of a challenging quiz. However, someone was able to find the solution to the quiz, not by actually solving the quiz, but by finding the answer page that people were supposed to get redirected to if they solve the quiz. The answer page was indexed by Google and was found via a Google query. And a new survey of 300 IT professionals of large companies revealed that system administrators share access passwords commonly among each other, I guess something like 40% of them, and also use system access to read confidential information, which they were not supposed to access, and about 30% of admins admitted to that. Now, this study sounds kind of interesting, and you know, why would admins admit to that in a study like that? I'm not sure, but a little grain of salt here is that the study was done by a company that tries to sell identity management software, particularly tracking this problem. And while we're on this topic, well, of course, limiting and auditing privileged access to systems by system administrators is a constant challenge. And if you do have any great solutions for that, please let me know. Of course, sudo is sort of the standard solution for it in Unix, but it's, of course, by far from perfect. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.